Welcome to Optimize My Life, the ultimate radio show where we unlock the secrets to living our best lives. Now, before we dive into this exciting journey of self-improvement and empowerment, I want to take a moment to thank our incredible sponsor, The Hope Collection, for making this show possible. Their unwavering commitment to spreading hope and positivity in our lives is truly remarkable. We believe in the power of interaction, so we want you to be a part of this incredible journey. Call in, write to us, or connect on social media. We'd love to hear your questions, experiences, and challenges. Together, we'll create a thriving community of like-minded individuals, supporting each other to thrive and shine.
Good morning. It is Thursday morning.
Are you on the line?
Mm-hmm. Happy New Day. Happy Good New morning. Day, everybody. Girl, shout out to you, honey, because today is a day. I hope everyone is having a wonderful, spondiferous day. I am moving and grooving. Shout out to Mary because I have been busy this morning. And she was like, girl, you coming in? But I'm also grateful that I have my headphones this morning because my phone is broken. And the only way I can get messages is if I have my headphones on. So kudos to Mary. Oh, happy
Thursday.
Well,
I would have
called
you before
you
that, after that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But because it's not. Long story short, guys, it is Thursday. Happy Thankful Thursday. We're coming off of a Thanksgiving holiday. I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. You know, some people are no longer with us after Thanksgiving or the day. You know, a busy day, busy travel. And I'm just so grateful to be here. And which brings me to my topic today. And we're just coming off of Thanksgiving and things. It's gratitude. Grace, gratefulness, and gratitude. The three G's, okay? So y'all might want to get your pencil and paper today. I'll be going over some things that has helped me get to where I am today. So first of all, I started my morning off a little different. My morning started off as getting a ride to work because my beloved Jeep died on Monday. And I'm so grateful. I'm still gracious. I'm still grateful. And everything is working out as it should. But I want you to know that being grateful is a mindset. Having gratitude is a mindset. And then also giving yourself grace is the mindset. So when we talk about grace, grace falls in line under patience, compassion, concern. And it also comes at a point where you have to really practice these things in order to achieve a lot of the the benefits that come from being gracious and walking in gratitude. My mama used to always say, like, gratitude determines your altitude. And your attitude, excuse me, your attitude determines, you know, your gratitude. So the attitude is gratitude. So I say that to say we're coming into that season of, like, Christmas time, and it's the holidays, and all these things is going on. But at the same time, whatever someone is going, whatever they're growing through and they're going, whatever's going on, Miss Gaines first. No, I'm on the radio. Shout out to our partnership with Swim Life Fitness School. Coach Adrian is here this morning in our facility getting stretched. If you're in the Atlanta area or surrounding counties, she houses a swim school for people and children with superpowers. So shout out to Coach Adrian and Swim Life Fitness is also one of our sponsors. So we got to shout out our sponsors while we're here. And we're grateful for her. Super duper grateful. But when you want something, you have to lead with intention and integrity, regardless of what it is you want. That's just how you have to move. And things will start to move for you once you get that mindset of walking in gratitude. Case in point, like I said, today is a different day. It started off different, but I mean, no, sometimes you wake up and you don't feel good. You can lay down. You don't feel good, or you don't feel like you're going to have the best day, or just whatever that is. You can change the way that things are going to work out, but you have to be willing to assess what hurt this is. Yeah, got you. You have to be willing to assess, like, okay, what can I do today? So, number one, when we assess our day, what does it look like when you wake up in the morning? Most of us reach and we grab our phone. We might turn on the TV. We get on social media. It just depends. And so now we start walking and being intentional. We're intentionally preparing ourselves for the day. We're intentionally not looking at the cell phone. We're taking a moment in the morning to say our prayers or our affirmations, or just say, you know what, I'm going to have a good day. You can write down your day. That has been something that has been working out for me. Write down that to-do list. It doesn't have to be long and intense. Maybe you want 3 things you want to accomplish for today. Maybe it's 5 things. Maybe it's 10 things. But when you put your intentions out on how the day is going to go, if you just set your intentions first thing in the morning, honey, that day will go that way. It will be good. So this morning, we woke up. Gage woke me up first before I could. His first question this morning, what do you want for Christmas, Mom? I mean, it was like 4 something in the morning. What do you want for Christmas, Mom? I said, Gage, are you dreaming about Christmas? He said, yeah, I just love Christmas. I said, what do you want for Christmas? He said, toys and maybe things like that and a trip. I want a trip, Mommy. I said, okay, well, we're going to take you on the trip. We're going to figure it out. But in order for you to go on that trip, you have to do some things to earn the trip. He's like, oh, I got to earn it. Yeah. That's just like your blessings in the universe. You got to earn that stuff. That means treat people how you want to be treated. Walk in integrity. Walk in love. Walk in peace. Be kind to one another. The universe, that's how you pay the universe. And the universe always responds. Even when it seems like, you know, things are just going not your way, you still can have the attitude of gratitude and change everything around. So this morning, as I said, Gage, go back to sleep. You know, baby, you know, Christmas is going to come. Just go back to sleep. You're good. He proceeds to go back to sleep, and I had me some me time. And, you know, I didn't ask for anything, because sometimes when we pray, we be asking for things. And or when we talk to the universe, our higher being, God, Jesus, Buddha, Yahweh, whatever you call your supreme being. And it comes a time when you're just like, okay, I'm just grateful for where I am in life. That's that attitude of gratitude. That's how you feel your day and feel it in good intention. And so I had some talk with the universe, and, man, I was just grateful. I was grateful for little things. I was grateful for my feet. I was grateful for my hands. I was grateful for food. Just grateful, right? And then I was like, you know what? I'm grateful for my son. He's the best teacher that I have. He's the best student that I will ever have. So I have to cultivate him in a way that he will be able to navigate this earth long after I'm gone. And so I began to just, you know, be grateful. I had a way to work. Okay, it wasn't me driving myself, but I got my way to work. And I went to Gage school this morning. He was over it because they had designated days where you can come to school for, and, you know, kind of hang out with your scholars. And Thursday was the day, so I walked in the class. He left me, y'all. He didn't want me to walk with him at all. He was like, you don't have to come. It's good. I'm good. You don't have to come. But then when I got in class, he was so proud that his mom was there. He was happy. He spoke today, and the teacher asked a few questions, so they do like this huddle, and he had some confidence about himself today. And I go, look at that. Look what you're doing. And you know what that did? Because I led with intention this morning, and I intended on making sure my kids had a good day. Guess what I'm going to have? I'm going to have a great day because those intentions were set. Those intentions were good. Those intentions were pure. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to go on, and I'm going to do some more great things today. And I came up to Juiced Up. I started cleaning it. Because that's another thing. Cleanliness. Cleaning. It's time. It's fall. It's winter season. Man, pack away the summer clothes. Give half of that stuff away. You don't wear it anyway. Make some space. Clear out some room. Make some space for the good to come in, the new to come in, the positive to come in. And when you reach that point, you'll start to just be like, oh, wow, this is happening for me. This is really, really happening for me. I am manifesting all the things that I wanted. God, I dreamed about this life. I wrote this life down. We can take some pressure off this lower back. I know. The injections didn't help either. You been over here just to see them too? Dr. Joyce. Shout out to my neighbor, Dr. Joyce, chiropractor. Okay. Oh, y'all, I just got to laugh at my client real quick. Baby, she is. I don't like it when my clients be in pain, but I try to do what I can to get them out of the pain, and she's going through it with this sciatic nerve here. So, but back to it. Cleanliness. Cleansing out things. Cleanse out some of those negative thoughts out your head. Cleanse, you know, your home, your cars, your circle of friends. All your friends can't go where you're going. They can't. They just can't go where you're going. The next step, once you're intentional and you've cleared out space, now you walk in expectancy. Expect good. You are good and you do good. You're going to be good. Expect good things. Expect blessings. Expect them to flow. Expect them to come. Expect good news. Get yourself grounded in good. we are not in control of all the thoughts that come to our brains. Like, brains is constantly going. You can think a thought, you can let it pass through, all the things, right? But sometimes the negative thoughts, they speak a little bit louder. They speak louder than the positive thoughts. So you got to be aware of your thought pattern. Well, gee, how I changed my thought pattern? Before you go to bed, what are you reading? Before you rise up, what are you watching? What is feeding you spiritually, mentally? How does that feel? And then you begin to notice that you've been having some pretty brash thoughts. And it comes a time where you say, okay, this has been working for me. This hasn't been working for me. This is how I want my life to go. This is how I want the world to see me. This is how I want to see myself. Next up, what do you believe when you look in the mirror? What are you saying about you? Are you grateful for everything that you have done for yourself? Are you leading with gratitude for your body, for your spirit, for your mind? What kind of food are you feeding yourself? Have you tried a detox? Have you tried a cleanse? All the things. You got to be careful on how you talk to you. You are listening to you, okay? I know that sounds crazy, but you are listening to you. And the more you listen to you, the more that inner voice will really begin to be prominent and it'll speak loud to you. That's your God right there, that inner voice that sometimes we have that feeling in our gut and we know we're not supposed to do something, or we know that this doesn't serve us, or however it looks, right? Then you begin to just really talk to yourself and hold yourself accountable. You're like, you know what? I can change that. I can be more positive there. I can see what that looks like. And then it brings us to is the positive reinforcement for ourselves. Y'all, every time I pass a mirror, and I learned this from my good friend Louise Hay. In my mind, I call her Auntie Louise. But Louise Hay, if you've never heard of her, she has she's a motivational speaker. She teaches you, one of her most famous books today is You Can Heal Yourself, or You Can Heal Your Life. And she has other books that, you know, coincide with that same realm of thinking. And you can heal your life. You can heal yourself. It all starts about what do you think about yourself. Here's a practice you can take every day. Every time you see your reflection, be it in a mirror, a window, aluminum foil, whatever you see your reflection in, simply lean into it and say, I love you. I really love you. And you will begin to change things in you that you never even knew you can change. When you tell yourself you love yourself, that's positive reinforcement. Your cells feel that, okay? And they happily go out and heal other things in your body. Just because you was like, I love you. I'm grateful for my body, man, and it's automatic systems and how they systematically go off at certain times of night. So I try to engage in getting the proper amount of sleep. I try to drink a lot of water to make sure that, hey, I'm hydrated. So when these systems do go off, I can definitely reap the benefits by being that I've been taking care of my body. So every time we see a reflection, we're going to say, I love you. I really, really love you. Next up, how you allow people to treat you. It says a lot to the universe and how the universe will treat you. Case in point, story time. I had some friends. I thought these people was my friends. We have been friends for years, honey. I put in so many, you know, so much effort into being friends with these people. And to come to find out that they're jealous because of how I am. And I use that word jealous, and people don't, I don't have all the riches in the world, but one thing I do have is self-love and self-worth. And it could be something as small as just how you conduct yourself day to day and how you feel about yourself that will set another person off because they don't have it. They don't possess what you have. People, I'm here to tell you today, be grateful for your you. Cultivate your you. Love on your you. You too can shine bright like a diamond. But being a hater, that ain't going to help you shine at all. Not going to help you shine. So I had to learn how to watch how people treat me and how I allow people to take in my space and how I allow people to occupy my time. People play with your time, and they play with it. And you like, yo, I can't believe this whole time. I wasted my time. This goes for relationships too. Ladies, if you know that this man isn't always treating you the way that you should be treated or way you feel that you want to be treated, and there comes a point where you're like, hey, enough is enough, then you too will learn to prevent yourself from forest fires. Because you'll learn like, hey, I don't deserve this treatment. I've been really good to this person. Or I've really put a lot of time and effort into this person. And so it comes back. When that comes up, that's letting the universe know, okay, she's ready to stop playing. He's ready to stop playing. And fellas, it's all the same for you. Quit pouring into women that don't pour into you. You can't even get a home-cooked meal, but you pay all the bills and cook all the meals and get the children dressed in the morning and take them to school. You want your wife to live a soft life, but she don't even do the bare minimum for you. I think you better let her go. That's a love TKO right there. But again, the way you allow people to treat you, the universe is listening, and the universe will respond. And the universe will give you any old thing, too, if you just continue to settle. So don't settle. Set your standards high. You know that you were wonderfully, uniquely made and designed and destined for greatness. If you can, when you can, turn over. If you don't want to, you don't have to. Okay. My girl's struggling over here, but we're going to get it right. Yeah, so be careful on how you allow people to treat you. If you're not treating people any old kind of way, don't allow people to play in your face like that. Because God be like, oh, she ain't ready. Oh, he been asking me for this breakthrough, and I want to give it to him, but he don't even treat himself right. He been asking for this, and this been her dream forever, but I can't quite give it to her yet because she isn't ready. So you got to be ready. You really got to learn to pour into yourself. I'm not going to say this enough. I can never say this enough. Pouring into yourself, taking some time for you, doing the things that you love that's most important to you, man, that's chasing your own rainbow. That's creating your own happiness. A lot of times as humans, we rely on others to control our happiness. I'll be happy when I get the man. Will you, sis? Because you ain't happy without him, so you're not going to be happy with him. Or I'll be happy when I get the job. Really, sir? Because if you ain't happy now that you don't have that job, honey, you're going to get that job and still be miserable. So treat yourself good. Take yourself out on dates. Do things that help your mental. Go to therapy. Go on a bike ride. Go on a walk. Go on a hike. And just spend some time with you. Y'all, one of my most favorite things I love to do is take me on a date. Baby, when I tell you I get gussied up and I put it on, okay? Makeup, hair. I might even throw some lashes on some night, y'all. Put me some heels on. Honey, I take me to dinner. And it's always so cute. The server is like, oh, I'm sorry you're eating by yourself. And I'll be like, what you sorry for, honey? I came out by myself. I came to enjoy me and my presence. And then, y'all, I don't even be on my phone. I like to people watch. Because I know people watching me be on this date by myself. So I like to people watch. And every time, y'all, I meet someone new, I have an amazing experience, new conversation, a new something. I have new experiences. And then, you know what? A few times this has happened, y'all, me eating by myself, somebody else will pay for my tab. I ask the server or the waiter for my check, please, and they'd be like, oh, you don't have one. Someone took care of it. And I just be like, oh, this is wonderful. Y'all better get into the life of dating yourself, honey. That's a good life. Because if you, again, don't cultivate that relationship with you, your relationships with others are bound to fail or be rocky or one-sided. So definitely get into that space of honoring your energy and hanging with yourself. Nothing wrong with it. Self-love, best love. The greatest love of all. Knowing who you are, coming into a space of your awareness of yourself, it brings me right back to intentionality. We're intentionally loving on ourselves. We're intentionally taking care of our needs and not waiting on people to conduct different acts to control our happiness, our peace. So, man, listen. Date yourself. Take you out one time. Get dressed up for you. And right before you leave the house, look in the mirror and say, hey, girl. Hey, guy. I love you. I really, really love you. And don't know about the dog. Don't know about the way. And then after we have done all the work, there's always work to be done. Healing is a never-ending cycle. It's levels to it. We got childhood trauma. We got adolescent advice. We have young adult decisions. Then we have adult problems. And then it's time to, who's going to take care of me when we get all old? And, you know, some of us are going to be a little old and worn out. Some of us are going to be old and still moving and grooving until our last breath. So you got to take that time to go deep and heal those things. If you are not a person who wants to go to a therapist, journaling, write you a song about it. Write you a poem about it. Just write your thoughts out. Because if you can get those thoughts out, you make room for good thoughts. Remember earlier we talked about our positivity and how we just think positive. But sometimes the negative thoughts, they come in and they'll take over. So honor them thoughts. Write down all the negative thoughts. Write it out. Get it out your brain. And watch and see, don't more positivity come. More
one way
to begin to happen. Yeah, I'm listening. Come on.
So one way to do that is make a list, all the negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And some people mm-hmm. do it ceremonially where they'll burn it or tear it up.
That's exactly what we did that day. I like burning it.
Because it helps and get rid of it. Yep, you're releasing it. And just after you're done disposing of it, just say out loud, that I'm releasing all these negative tendencies, these negative thoughts. You know, just doing the act alone helps, but you get that extra push when you're putting it out there verbally.
No, I like that, Mary.
Stating that I don't have these negative thoughts don't have control over me anymore.
I release all negativity, man. Just like you said, speaking it. I know, it's a little knot there.
It is.
Yeah, it's a little knot there. You know, I'm also stressing my clients. Multitasking and assigning.
Hey, I got exciting news. You are the first to hear
this. Go for it. Listen, breaking news.
It is. I just got the best birthday present.
The what?
My birthday is Saturday.
I know that.
And I just
got
confirmed.
What are we
doing?
Are we
going
to have a special show?
Not if I can help it.
Go ahead. Let's listen. You just confirmed.
I got confirmed. I will be speaking at the health conference. I'm doing it virtually because I can't be there. But it's in Paris, France.
On ne peut pas le plus français. Paris.
No. I speak German, not French.
Understood. Congratulations and happy birthday, pretty girl. My girl is out here, man. How can we listen to that? How can we get on to that? Is it can you buy a virtual ticket? How can we support?
I do not know yet. I missed it last year because I got sick because I was invited last year. And I thought because I was invited and didn't make it that, you know, they just pass you usually.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, there'll be it'll be both virtually and in person. And it's a big thing. There's a weekend. It's a whole weekend thing and a bunch of speakers. But
and this is Saturday
when I get the information.
On your birthday, right?
No, this is coming up this summer.
Oh, girl, why?
I got the confirmation. Because this is when you put these big health expos together, it takes months and months to plan.
For sure. But it only takes us 2 or 3 clicks to get this plane ticket.
Yes, but I have to be in Buffalo in May. In the beginning of June is the expo. So I can't be two places
that's
at once in Buffalo.
They got room for one more to come out at. I'm a manifest and I'm going out there.
You're coming to Buffalo.
I know I'm coming to Buffalo, but I'm trying to leave Buffalo and hit Paris.
Well, you do that and have fun.
You see, I want you to come with.
I have, well, because this year for the Battle Within, the U.S. Naval Park, the Hope Collection, and One Flag, One Life, we are not doing just a Memorial Day celebration. We are doing concerts. We're doing honoring. And we're starting out at the U.S. Naval Park. We're going to end up with some concerts to help raise money for different organizations. And we're ending up at the Patriots Park at Russell's Steakhouse and More in downtown Buffalo. So it's going to be a huge event. So the Paris thing I'll be doing from Buffalo.
Virtually. Got it.
Yes.
I love that. We all a part of it. I got to chill. If you came around the corner looking like King to me, Lord. Okay, so we got a lot of stuff planned.
We do. And speaking of which, I talked to you this also off air. The first of the year, not the first weekend, but the second weekend, we are going to be hosting a health expo of our own. It'll be virtually.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be different hosts from the radio shows. It'll be Reiki. Mm-hmm. It'll be, you know, you and your thing and yoga and juice and stuff like that. Beth is going to be talking about nutrition and health. I'll be on about regulations and mindset. It'll be a whole bunch of us all weekend long. And there'll be different tiers for different costs. So to help pay for the Zoom, pay for all the stuff that we have to put together, a.k.a. me. But, so there'll be a free option to watch on social media, and there'll be a small fee option for individuals who want to talk to different hosts, different guests, and get some one-on-one questions answered. But it'll still be budget-friendly.
Perfect. Girl, we got a lot of stuff. The Hope Collection is really going up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In a good way. Shout out to Bob if you're listening. I love it.
This is the start of the new year. Our new year, our year plan is to hold more expos, hold more stuff besides the radio show, and finally get our TV station launched.
Wow. I'm so grateful to be a part of something so amazing. And I get to go to Buffalo.
And you get to go to Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. I love upstate New York.
And your son,
my little sister from Sarah
Cruz.
Yeah, Gage is definitely going to be there.
Because
you think I would come out that way
for the kids?
And not see Adriana? Yeah. And so you think I would come out
that way? Here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
We're setting it up so the kids get tours of the ships, so they get to see, you know, the submarine and actually go in the submarine. And
nice.
Y'all get to
Man,
do
the
it.
Hope Collection is. Why not? She's like, girl, I didn't already been on the ship before. I see.
No. I'll do the ship. I don't do the submarine. I did it once, and they tricked me into getting in the thing. And the thing, okay, you got to remember, these are submarines from World War II. So they're very small,
Mm-mm.
where one person can walk at a time. You can't. Two adults cannot cross each other and get around each other. There's one way in,
okay.
one way out. I'm claustrophobic.
I ain't doing it.
It's great. It'll be might be better now. There's not as many kids there, but. I made it through that thing really fast. It's worse than a foxhole.
That's cool. I'll go and check it out. Some nice artifacts and kind of be in that energy a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Super.
It'll be, it's fun. And the best part is you know how to use technology, so I don't have to. You can help me.
It's just all right.
Operate things so I'm not running back and forth three different things through the whole thing.
For sure. There you are. Come on. There you are. Come on. Yeah, I love that. I am appreciative that we get to celebrate all these things for our, just our kids get to experience it. And we can literally step into like a little time portal and go back and just feel the feels.
Well, you know, the cool part about doing it on Memorial Weekend is you have a lot of the gentlemen that were on these ships, on these submarines, in these planes. And so you get to hear stories from these men in real time. From the people who survived them. You know, we got lucky enough that when we were on the Sullivan ship, we got to actually meet a gentleman that was on the ship with the brothers and knew the boys that survived. And got to hear, you know, these stories firsthand. That's one thing I loved about my grandma was she was telling me these stories that she remembered them because she was around during World War II. And what her, you know, her brothers went through, my great uncle.
It's your cousin. Woman.
So it helps with the kids really understanding what's going on so that they can, you know, be there and hear it firsthand, not just, you know, mom telling them a story of what happened.
Right.
Or a teacher.
I think it's better when they learn hands-on, too, because, mm-hmm. like, they really absorb the information. They see it. They're in it.
Yeah, you get to, you know, be on the ships, tour the ships, learn about the ships and understand how things operated. You know, you get to steer the wheels and play, you know, do different things and, you know. It is a very nice experience, and we're working on increasing funding and helping them raise more money to help it going and expand it.
Wow. So it's, I know that it's though, so it's in a museum-like type setting.
It is basically a giant park.
Got it. Okay.
It is phenomenal. So you have this park right off the ocean or waterfront, right there up, you know, and you've got the ships in the harbor, and you've got the flowers, you've got different monuments as you're walking through, and people walk it and run it, you know, the paths all the time, but it's designed to be an open environment. They do have a museum there also where you can see different people and different memorials, different things inside. But for the most part, it's all the real equipment. It's not remade. It's not, you know, stuff that was fake created to look like the thing. These are actual real ships, real helicopters, real planes that you get to go see.
Love it. These kids don't have a good time.
Oh, yes. And then the only thing we asked is everybody help put flags out in front of the Battle Within monument. And I'm hoping it's less than 2,300 this time. And the reason I say it that way is the Battle Within monument was created in memory of all the soldiers who have passed away due to suicide, due to struggles being out. On average, 22 veterans and service members lose their battle. And
wow.
So it comes to about 2,300 a year from Memorial Day to Memorial Day. And through organizations, we're hoping that number keeps going down instead of going up.
For sure. And I have heard about this before, and I know there's resources, and I know you put them out there. But what else can, like, we do to help, you know? Thank you.
All right. So the first thing I'm going to tell you from experience and from others who have experienced mm-hmm. the same thing, the mm-hmm. veterans that are depressed, that are going through the problems, that don't, and this is the hard part, because you think that it's the individuals that are threatening suicide or have tried doing it are the ones that are at mm-hmm. risk. They're at less at risk because they're acting out. It's the ones that are quiet, the ones that hide behind everything and say they're fine are the ones that are most at risk.
Mm.
So if you see your friend or someone you know and they're struggling and they're telling you everything's fine, but you can look and tell there's not fine, those are the ones you need to reach out to help and help them with organizations. A phenomenal organization, and I belong to it. I went through their training. As, you know, a veteran, I went through their trauma training, and now I'm getting my certifications. And actually, you're getting your certification, too, after you go through your trauma training. But is called Reboot, and they put you, like, they have a special group only for veterans and service members so that you are in a group with others who have gone through what you're going through, and they help you with, it's a faith-based organization, and it's phenomenal in the sense that, you know what, these guys I went in a 12-week program with, I still talk to. We actually create a Bible study to continue on after the courses are done. But they help you see the other side and how, because the biggest misconception when it comes to like post-war or trauma, PTSD, and any mental health issue, we are so programmed to, we need medication, we need this, we need this, and that this is a mental disorder that you are stuck with for life. And that's not the case. You're stuck with it because you believe you're stuck with it. When you start understanding your mind and your body connection and you rebuilding yourself back up, you overcome it. It's like every challenge you deal with on the battlefield. So many of us forget boot camp. And that was the hardest thing we ever went through, physically and mentally, because you literally were isolated, world changed for you, and how you felt when you went over that. And we forget that as we spend so many years in the service, you know, bringing us back to that feeling of accomplishment and understanding, you know, that the guilt a lot of us feel from being in and surviving is not real guilt. You know, it's okay
but,
that
I mean,
we survive.
Some of the guilt be like because they left their kids and stuff like that. I know because I have some friends that service members, and they be like, you know, I left my children as babies. I come back and they're grown. I don't really know them. And that's how their depression set in.
And it is, and that's, you know, the hardest. And this is where a lot of I've learned to explain it for some people. It's kind of like when you're incarcerated. You know, you are away for a period of time, in your mind, time at home stood still. And so you go back and you reintegrate into your family, into your life, you have to play catch up really quick and learn a whole new world, because everybody at home moved on without you, in a sense, because they have to.
Yeah.
And, you know, letting go of that false guilt that it's, you know, you did what you needed, you had to do. You didn't have an option. And letting all that stuff go. You know, most kids, for the most part, aren't going to hold that grudge against you.
I did it.
Oh,
yeah. Yay.
You know,
what was that?
You are your biggest advocate, but you're also your own worst enemy.
Ooh.
And being able to let things go is the hardest thing that you're going to learn. You know, learning to just let it go and walk away, not obsessing over things you can't control.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you live in such a controlled environment.
Yeah, that's so true.
But, you know, you got, there's a lot of phenomenal organizations.
Like that, you know.
Including my own. You know,
absolutely. You better plug yourself.
You know, one thing we work on is helping you find your purpose. You know, and that's the hardest part for a lot of us is, you know, we're limited. If we're on disability, we're limited on what we can do. And a lot of us never had a backup plan when we didn't retire on our own terms out of the military. So trying to figure out what our next steps in life are. You know, finding out who your sense of identity is. You can't find your purpose till you figure out who you are without that uniform, without that label that you've had for so long. And we help you do all that. And this is all the things I've actually struggled with when I got out. And it got even worse for me because I went from one label to a completely different label. I went from being, you know, a soldier, or what most kids when they saw me in the grocery store was G.I. Joe, to being a mom of two special kids.
And Mary, once again, give them your website and how they can find those resources and what's your Facebook.
You can find me on Facebook. You can either look up Optimize My Life or look up Mary Stanley. The organization is called One Flag, One Life. And the easiest way is either email me at oneflagonelife@gmail.com or give me a call at 507-338-3725.
You better come on, Mary, because we got resources for days. And again, if you're in Atlanta and you're in the realm of healing, you got a whole healing center. We practice yoga daily. We have different events catered towards autistic individuals. So we do sensory Mondays. And it's just, you know, it's a vibe. The community is really getting into it. We're at 1066 Rath David Abernathy. And yeah, you guys can find me on Juiced Up Bar Inc. And yeah, that's all I got.
And Optimize My Life Radio.
Optimize My Life Radio. Man, listen, today has been a day. Mary, thank you. I'm leaving in gratitude and gratefulness because you are you. I would not be here without you. I'm grateful.
Hey, it's a two-way street.
It is. But as always, man, give a dollar away, maybe even two. Step back, watch it grow, and see what it do. I love you, Jugs. There's nothing you can do about it. Tap into these resources. Be intentional these last 30 days. We have 30 days left of the year. Be intentional. Walk in love, integrity, and grace. Y'all have the best
day. And do not forget,
ever.
Next
do
Wednesday
forget.
Is St. Nicholas Day. St. Nicholas
right.
Day is the start of the German Christmas season. Which you need to text me your send me a message with your address on it because I got a St. Nicholas present for him, for the nephew, and it is a St. Nicholas Day not gift, not a Christmas gift, so he gets to open it early.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I will send that to you ASAP.
Thank you. So join us back
have a good day, Mary.
With Family Time with Bob Oakley. So have a good day. Have a good night. We'll see you back here at noon. Bye for now.
Peace, love, and juice, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to Optimize My Life Radio. We hope you found today's show insightful and empowering. Remember to follow us on social media and Optimize My Life for updates.